Great day. This is Coach Mike Husson, and welcome to today's 15-minute huddle. I'm so excited because this is one of my favorite topics. And, you know, one of the things, guys and gals, today is about really becoming great at the presentation. You know, when we go out there, and as I noted in my notes today in my email, if you haven't gotten it, I said stop prospecting before you listen to this call today. And I'm actually breaking this up into two different parts because it's absolutely one of the more important areas of our business that a lot of people give up on. And becoming great at the presentation is simply not enough. But you have to really dig in the next 30, 60, 90 days for sure and prepare yourself for this opportunity. At the end of the day, becoming great at the listing presentation is going to give you the opportunity to think clearly. It's going to develop a high level of confidence in all that you do in this business. A lot of people are, you know, ready to go on a presentation. They're excited when they get a presentation or they hear they're going to get one. But when it comes down to it, when that call comes in, when that person says, yes, come on over, they unconsciously, if they're not prepared to go, they really don't want to go. Yeah, they would like to go. Yes, they would like to take a listing. Yes, they would like to make a sale and make the income. But in its reality, most people are not fully prepared for the presentation. So my goal is to help you to become a premier listing agent so you can go out there and really be confident in all the areas that we're talking about in your role plays, in your lead generation, in your lead follow-up, in your process for qualifying people. And it's absolutely important that you nail this piece down. So today, on the first part of this, I'm going to go over seven important steps to help you to become great at this process so you could actually go out there and feel comfortable doing what you're doing. And then we're going to go into some other points if I have time permitted this morning. And then we'll go from there for the second part and we'll go into some additional points as to how to prepare yourself mentally, physically, and emotionally for a great presentation. So the first thing I want to share with you today is really getting prepared. So yesterday, if you guys can mute your phones, that would be fantastic in the background there. And we could go from there. So one of the most important things is to pre-qualify 100% of your presentations before going on them. We talked about that yesterday in terms of the qualifying process. It's absolutely imperative that you qualify your people 100%. You want to keep in mind it determines their seriousness about wanting to list the property. And I'll give you an example. When you're setting your appointment and that transition from the appointment to flipping over to asking the pre-qualifying questions, if at that point you find out that they're not serious or not, you can make a determination that you have either a solid appointment or a motivated individual or both, okay? And if not, you may not have a solid appointment and you may not have a motivated person, so don't waste your time. It gives you their concerns. It gives you their objections in advance. Qualifying helps to make that happen, as we talked about. It demonstrates your professionalism, and it gives you the information to really build a strong rapport. So qualifying people before you meet them is this number one step. The step number two, and I want to frame something here for you, because these are the steps that I followed 100% when I was doing my business, and I was closing on average between 85 to 90% of the listings that I was going on. I would go into 10, I'd walk away with at least 8 signed contracts. And this is the result of following these steps here, which are absolutely important, okay? The next step here, and step number two, is to send out a package of information to people, a pre-listing package. You've probably heard about this, all right? And what you want to do is you ideally want to physically send it to them. You can courier it, you can deliver it yourself. There's a number of ways you can get it over to people versus emailing it to them. The challenge with email, if you send out a package, is most people, they might glance at it on their computers, but they're fundamentally not going to print it out. The second thing about physically delivering a package to somebody is they will have a greater tendency to open it up and want to go through it. Just like they get a FedEx package in the mail, or even as far as going shopping and you go and you fill your bag up with all your items and you come home and you, if you've gone to the store to buy some clothes and you come home and you open up your bag and it's all your stuff there. We enjoy doing that process. It's a very cathartic thing to have to open up something. So get out a package of information to people. It includes a welcome letter. It includes your references, testimonials from customers, a little brief about your company, understanding about market statistics, the competitive analysis, your documents that they're going to be signing. The purpose in this whole process of pre-sending a package out to people is to get them to look through something and be prepared for your presentation, one, and it saves you a ton of time rather than having to go through it at the house. It's going to save you a tremendous amount of time when you're at the presentation. You don't have to go through that stuff because they've already viewed it and they're already a part of that whole process there. So keep in mind that this pre-listing package is your opportunity to get them set up and prepared for you to come in. The next thing that you have to do, you qualify the appointment, you send out a package, and you have the, don't forget that you have an appointment here. So one of the most important things besides all of these things is actually calling and confirming your appointment. Calling and confirming your appointment. A lot of people don't want to do this step for some reason. I found that people don't want to hear, no, don't come over. They don't want to be confronted by the seller who says, we're really not prepared for you, whatever the case might be. You don't want to waste your time, folks, if you go on a presentation unconfirmed. You want to confirm it. Ideally, if let's say your appointments are in the afternoon, you want to confirm it that morning and go from that whole process there just to confirm that they're ready for your appointment. Do they have any questions? Is everybody going to be in attendance at the meeting? Which I'm going to say right here, right now, don't go on a meeting if they say no and you've attempted to convince them that everybody must be in the meeting. Don't go on a presentation. Reschedule it for another time when everybody can be present. It's important that you don't go in and present just to the husband or the wife or one of the partners who says, well, I'm in charge. I wear the pants in the house. I make the decisions. They'll listen to me. That's never, ever true. Albeit it might be true in their life, in their world. However, in the world of making decisions, it's a great reason for them when you get to the end of your presentation to say, no, I'm not going to sign because I have to talk to my partner. And that's the killer of all killers. So you want to make sure that everybody's there. You want to make sure that you have addressed any concerns before you get there. And you're really, really prepared for the time. The next step is you've got to get to these presentations 15 to 20 minutes early. I like to say get into the area 30 minutes to 20 minutes before so you can drive the neighborhood. If you need to, you may already be familiar with this area, so you may not have to do that, but I would definitely do that, especially if you're unfamiliar with a particular area. Maybe drive some of the comparables that you put on your market analysis, and then get to the house 15 minutes before and just sit out there and prepare. Go through your documentation. Go through your paperwork. Go through everything that's going to help you to have a great presentation. Get yourself mentally, physically into the game. Get yourself, listen to some great music. Get yourself pumped up. Make sure that you're prepared physically from the perspective of your dress. Make sure your hair is combed, your breath smells good, your shoes are shine. Everything is prepared so when you knock on that door, they are 100% ready for you as much as you are 100% ready for them. And this will help you do that. This process here is preparation. You don't want to get to a house 5 minutes or even knocking at the door right at that time. That'll blow you away. Leave plenty of time early. Google map your drive to the appointment, even if you know the neighborhood. Even if it's down the street, you just never, ever know. And thank God for Google today. With this technology, they're probably about 99.9% accurate as far as timing and arrival. So you should establish getting there way in advance and just make sure that you do that. And then the last couple of steps are when you go to the presentation, you want to go through your presentation as it's written. You should have ideally a preset script or a series of questions that you're going to use when you go on your presentation. I don't actually like to use the word script so much as I like to use the word questions, that when you're communicating with people, this is the creating the dialogue, the conversation. And the questions that you have on your presentation are the ones that are going to lead you from the inception of that meeting all the way to a fine signature at the very end. And those questions will answer and elicit responses from these folks. It'll give you the opportunity to communicate back to them, talking about the market analysis, what you're going to do to sell their home, building confidence and rapport with them, and that's what it's designed. You must have something prepared. Whether it's something that I will give you or something that you have at your company, just make sure that it's simple, it's uncomplicated, and it's question-driven. It cannot be something where you go in and just show an iPad and this is how great we are and how fancy our company is and all those things. We'll talk about that in another call. I'm not going to get into the specifics of that. Just make sure that you, when you go to your presentation, you have a very, very specific track to run on. This in itself will give you a tremendous amount of confidence in what you're doing. The last step in this process is after you finish your presentation is to come out after you've done your presentation and sit in your car for a couple of minutes. Don't just get in your car and drive away. Whether you took the listing or not, it doesn't really matter. The critical thing here is to be better every time we go back into our next presentations. And how you do that fundamentally is to sit in your car and do a quick evaluation. Decompress for a minute. Ask yourself two important questions. What went well in my presentation? What did I do in this presentation that I saw that I felt was successful? And you write those notes down. And then you ask yourself, again, either whether you signed the listing agreement or not, you ask yourself this next question is, what can I do differently the next time? And look at the whole scenario from the inception of the presentation, literally going back through these seven steps and then going back into it and then really thinking about what went well, what could I do to improve, and then apply those principles the next time out. This will take you guys to a higher level really, really rapidly. A lot of times we don't take a listing and we get in our car, we're pissed off, we're frustrated, we're upset, and we don't know the reasons why, and then we get really angry at ourselves and we blame ourselves. Yeah, you might be the problem, and that could be a couple of situations, but listen, you went to that presentation. What did I do well? Hey, I went to the presentation. What could I do differently? I could have asked them to sign the contract 10 times versus the one time, and they said no. So there's a number of ways to skin that cat, but take the minute or two or three at the end when you sit in your car and just evaluate. What went well here? What could I do different? So there's some things that we're going to get into over the next call, which I could spend hours on this stuff because this is, to me, my most favorite area of training and coaching people on because it's not just wrapped around a presentation, which we're going to talk about in our next call. It's also wrapped around the qualities and the delivering of a great presentation. I'm talking about the actual skill of presenting. Public speaking skills, getting people to listen to you, communicate with you, and drive down on the ability to want to do business with you. And it really creates a bond between you and that client. And those skills are radically important for you to have the greatest success that you can in this business. So go out there. Although I said in my email today, stop prospecting. Today, go out there and get yourself some appointments. Go start looking at what your presentation paperwork looks like. Look at your packages of information. Keep it simple, guys. Don't send out 200 pages of stuff and emails and loads of stuff. Keep it simple to 10, 15, maybe 20 pages of everything that way people, because if you don't want to overwhelm people. So it's important today over the weekend, take a look at what you're sending out to people. What are people seeing? Is it visually can I visually look at it and say, okay, this makes sense to me, or do I need a scientist to look at this stuff so I can make a decision? Do I want to do business? Well, I want to keep this process simple for the prospects to make a decision to do business with me. If I overcomplicate it, you're going to get the no, I want to think about it. I got a friend in the business. We'll get back to you scenario, and we don't want to do that. We want to walk out with 80 to 90% of the appointments that we go on. We want to walk away with those contracts. So let's look at all of those things. Take a look at your preparation, all of these areas, and then we'll get into some more details on Monday. So check ProfitBuilders.com, guys, for all of these recordings. We'll kick this back up on Monday, starting again at 7:45. Again, these are Monday through Friday. And I'm really want to say thank you again for being here. I want you to go out there and make it a great day. Start thinking about some of the points we discussed this week and start filling up your opportunity for these next 3 months and going into creating momentum for yourself going into the coming year, 2019. Let's not wait for it to happen. Let's create the opportunity and go ahead and do that this week. All right? Go out there and make it a great today. Follow up with all your leads. Get connected with the people that you did work with this week. And go out there and have a great weekend and have a great beginning of next week. And we'll talk to you then. Until then, make it a great day. We'll talk to you soon.